Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by MGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app and catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff on Sundays from 11 to 1 p.m. leading you to the kickoff on the BetMGM network right there on the Odyssey app.
Nick Costos, ladies and gentlemen, how are you, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? In a little bit of mourning today after my Yankees lose last night in terrible fashion to the Blue Jays, but other than that, doing great. What's going on?
Hey, you still have Booney. That's good.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, Supreme Court Justice Aaron Boone and Supreme Court Justice Brian Cashman have the jobs until death. Gotta love it. 16 consecutive years for the Yankees without a championship, which I know.
Oh, my God.
I understand.
Say it isn't so, Nick.
What a drought.
16 whole years.
Listen, look, I know everyone likes to say Yankee fans are like Duke fans and Cowboys fans and Lakers fans.
Okay.
I'm a New York sports guy, right? Like, I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Rangers fan. I'm a Knicks fan. So I'm like a front-running sports fan. But look, like, when you're a Yankee fan, you expect a certain standard, and they haven't met it. And I think they're going to run it back next year. And I have no reason to believe that it's going to be any different next year than it's been for the last 16 years. And I mean that, like, objectively. That's not just me as a Yankee fan saying that. Like, why would anything change? They never win. There's no fire. I think the manager stinks. I think the GM stinks. Other than that, it's great. But so there you go.
Wow. Can you believe that, you know, kids in the Tri-County area there, I mean, or wherever the boroughs are, they couldn't even drive yet. I mean, right? 16 years old, and in their lifetime, you know, not only have they not been able to drive, now they can drive, and they still haven't seen a World Series champ. Oh, man.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, well.
It is. It's devastating.
I don't want to turn this into, like, a New York thing here. But, yeah, like, if you're a New York fan of a certain, like, seen, like, the Jets haven't made the playoffs in 10 years.
Oh.
The Giants have been absolutely terrible. The Rangers haven't won a Stanley Cup since 94. The Knicks haven't won a championship in my lifetime. The Mets haven't won since 86, and the Yankees haven't won since 2009. Now, I've seen my favorite football team win Super Bowls. I've seen the Rangers win a championship. I've seen the Yankees win 5 World Series, but yes, the younger New York sports fan, I think, is worthy of your pity. Are they? Maybe not for Cleveland sports fans.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
We had the Cavs in 2016, and then we had the
what war was that going on?
I'll tell you what, though, and I know it was only one. I think, and I get asked this question sometimes, like, what's the best sporting event of your lifetime? Now, football is my favorite sport. I actually think the best single sporting event ever, in my lifetime at least, is Cavs Warriors Game 7.
There you go.
In 2016.
Wow.
And you know what, Nick? You'll always have the Devils!
Well,
the Devils!
I remember watching that game. Are you guys Game of Thrones fans? Like the TV show?
Not me.
I'm not.
I get everything you're saying.
I'll vaguely understand what you're saying.
So that night of Cavs Warriors Game 7 it's a famous episode. It's the Battle of the Bastards, it was called. It's like the name of the episode. It's like a famous episode in Game of Thrones. So you had that night on TV, I remember watching it, was Cavs Warriors Game 7 directly into this highly anticipated episode of Game of Thrones. And I just remember the score was tied at 89, so the Cavs won 93-89, right? So they go ahead 92-89 on the Kyrie 3. And then LeBron makes one of the two free throws after, like, Draymond Green almost kills him when he's going for the dunk at the end. I remember just sitting, like, on the absolute, like, edge of my seat. I've never felt drama like that watching a sporting event before. And the Cavs obviously win, and I bet the Cavs in that series. It was awesome.
Nice. There you go. Let's bring it on.
At least, you know, other than Mike Rupp giving the Devils everything they needed, and obviously the Cavaliers giving you something to look forward to.
How about this?
Where did Mike Rupp come from just
here,
now?
He's from Cleveland. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. He scored the game-winning goal in Game 7 against the Ducks in 2003.
Yeah, see, I was just giving you a little love.
There it is.
A little love.
Did you know it's Steeler Week?
Did you know that?
I did. I did.
If you're a Browns fan, what should you do with your cash as they head to Pittsburgh to take on Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, who are 3-1 and kind of sitting on top of the division, and everybody's wondering, how'd that happen?
Yeah, I think they're the best team in the division right now, and this team that Baltimore's fielding, and we'll see what the injury report has for them this week. Obviously, like, Lamar's not going to play. That's what the betting market says. Lamar's not going to play. Like, the Ravens might be the worst, like actually the worst team in the league with all the guys that they've had out. Like, they're, if you go back, it's actually funny. If you go to the Ravens official Twitter account and the Sunday morning tweet with the inactives, it's like all the best players on the team. It's like if someone said, compose a tweet with all, like, the 8 best players on the Ravens, like, that would have been the tweet of players that missed the games last week. So they're going to be 1-5 going into the bye. And maybe Tyler Huntley starts and gives them a little bit of a jolt. We'll see. But I think they're very likely to lose to the Rams. They'll be 1-5. The Bengals are obviously a disaster with Browning and now Joe Flacco. And I think by kind of process of elimination, like, the Steelers are the best team. Now, the point spread is currently Steelers -5.5 on Sunday against Cleveland. And to be clear, it is a brutal, like, travel rest spot for Cleveland in comparison for the Steelers, right, who are coming off their bye week, mm-hmm. whereas the Browns just played an international game and now have to play Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's had 2 weeks off. So this is like a big-time rest advantage, travel advantage for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are obviously hosting the game. I do think if it goes up to 6, and we've seen the Steelers get bet throughout the course of the week. So in betting, 5 is what we call a dead number, where a game can land on 5, meaning like a team wins by 5 points. But think about the math of the NFL in terms of like how the scoring works. Like, it's very unlikely to land 5. So 5 doesn't matter. 6 is the next big number that matters. If it goes to 6, I think I would place a small bet on the Browns to cover the spread. But the bet that I like in this game, guys, is actually in the prop market. I think 4-6 weeks from now, we are going to be talking about Isaiah Bond as being the number one receiver on this team. I actually see no reason why they would keep Jerry Jeudy on the team. I think this is going to be like a fire sale come trade deadline time. And Njoku could be on the way out. I'm not reporting anything, just saying. Like, Harold Fannin's been really good. You save money if Njoku is on the way out. And I think they want to open up space for Bond and maybe for Jamari Thrash. So I wouldn't be shocked if Judy's not on the team post-trade deadline. And Isaiah Bond's snaps have been, you know, rising steadily here. He seems like he's got a little bit of a rapport with Dylan Gabriel. His receiving yards prop is 29.5. I think that's too low. I do like the Isaiah Bond over guys on receiving yards on Sunday.
All right, so what was the over-under on the game is 38.5. So I guess most people are expecting the Browns to lose somewhere like 20-18, because this team cannot get over 20 points. If you go back and look at the last, I think it's like 22 games, 23 games, they have, I think they've been over 20 twice, maybe 3 times in that span. The Browns cannot get over 20. They just haven't been able to do it in the last 2 years. What does that tell you for the business you're in?
Well, I'd say, you know, this is one of those games where, like Chiefs-Lions, right? If I just asked you, do you think that's going to be a higher scoring game or a lower scoring game? What would you say?
I would say higher scoring game on the surface, yeah.
Right, 100%. And St. Brown's Brown Steelers, like, lower scoring game.
Yes.
So, like, the betting market, like, look, you can bet the under and the game could finish 9-6 and you can win easily. Just, Like, the betting market knows. Like, the total's 38.5. That's ridiculously low. Now, maybe it's not low enough, and that's the case that you want to make here. For me, that's a pass. Like, crazy things happen when you bet totals. If I had to bet it, I'd bet the under, but I don't have a strong opinion there on the total of the game.
What does Joe Flacco going to the Cincinnati Bengals do for anything bet-wise in the AFC North?
Well, okay. So, you know, I like the way you phrased that question.
Thank
now,
you.
You're welcome. I'm going to inject my opinion into the answer here, but like my opinion doesn't have to be your opinion or the listener's opinion. I actually think that there's an interesting opportunity here with Cincinnati. Now, I want to be clear. I don't think this is going to happen. So I'm going to lay out a scenario, which I admit could happen. I don't think it's going to. Now, the Bengals are 2-3. And, you know, I think that we need to start really considering that the Ravens are actually going to miss the playoffs. And if that's the case, it's going to open up another spot, obviously, right? Now, let's just say that the timeline for Joe Burrow is accurate, and he could be back in mid-December. Can Joe Flacco keep the Bengals afloat, you know, so that when we get to mid-December and there's four or five games left, that Burrow can come back and they can potentially...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Actually make a run. So here's Cincinnati's final three games of the season. They're at Miami in week 16, host Arizona, and then host the Browns in the final game of the season. Like if Burrow's back, like they could easily win those three games. So will they be in contention when Burrow gets back to potentially make the playoffs? Now, I think the answer to that question is like it's a hard no for me. I didn't like the Bengals to make the playoffs with Burrow playing 17 games. So I'm certainly not going to like them with Flacco here. Flacco can't move. The offensive line's like absolutely terrible, and the defense is absolutely terrible. Now, they had to make this move because Jake Browning is unplayable. He's the worst quarterback in the league this year. He's been so bad. So I don't fault them for making the move. I don't know what this does for them other than gives them like more of a shot to be competitive in games. Now, It helps Ja'Marr Chase. It helps T. Higgins in terms of fantasy football. And, like, I love that. I love fantasy football. It makes the games more watchable with Flacco as opposed to Browning. But, you know, I don't see it for Cincinnati. I think this is not a playoff team. But, you know, their prices are pretty big. If you think Cincinnati can stay in contention with Flacco, your hope is that when Burrow comes back, they're in range, and then Burrow rips off wins down the stretch. And look, this is worth noting also, and this is true, like, no team in the AFC wants to see Joe Burrow in the playoffs. It's like, if they got in as the 7 seed, like right now, I think the Colts are the 2 seed in the AFC. Like, could you imagine Bengals-Colts in the first round, and it's Joe Burrow against Daniel Jones? Just, like, think about that, right? Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen, but it is a little interesting if Flacco can keep them in contention. I don't see it happening, but again, like, I would urge all the listeners out there, like, what do you think's going to happen, and bet accordingly?
Okay. Let me bounce one thought off of you. We heard this, and you being a New York fan, are you surprised that the reports are out there that the Bengals did not call the Giants and instead called the Browns about Flacco? Call the Giants about Jameis or about Russ Wilson?
So I'm going to give you like a really good answer here, which is going to be like, I don't know if anyone like cares about these specifics, but like the Giants signed Jameis to a 2-year deal, and like the thought is he's going to be the backup.
Yeah.
So he was going to be like kind of like the mentor a little bit. I guess mentor is not like the right word to Jackson Dart, but that he was going to be on the roster this year in case like the bleep hit the fan and Brian Daboll needs to save his job. And then Jackson Dart in year two, Jameis Winston's the backup quarterback. Russ is on a 1-year contract. So I never felt like Jameis was going to move. I am a little surprised that they didn't try to make a call for Russell Wilson. And the only reason I say that is, like, think about their offensive line, Cincinnati, right? And it's not that Russ is what he used to be in terms of mobility, but he's definitely more mobile than Joe Flacco. So I would have thought Russ would have been a better fit just because the Bengals' offensive line is bad. So, yes, I am a little surprised. I'm not surprised about Jameis. I am a little surprised about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I am too. Nick, great stuff as always.
Thanks,
thank you,
man.
Buddy. Love having you with us.
You got it. I love being on with you guys. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Nick Kostos, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network right there on the Odyssey app.
Daryl is our man, Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, good morning to you.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Daryl.
Right, so I have not been traded, by the way.
Oh, just give it time.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
Give it time.
Not been traded. Don't give anyone any ideas, Jeffrey.
CBS.
Who would you like to be traded to?
CBSSports.com graded the Jacksonville-Cleveland trade and gave each team a B, which kind of backs up what Andy and I said, because we kind of thought it looks like it's – and give us your thoughts. It looks like it's – completely a financial type of thing. Browns might not have wanted to have paid Greg what he might get on the open market. And Campbell, they know what they're going to have to pay him. And Jacksonville's already paid most of it. And they're both pretty good corners. Yay?
Yeah.
Nay?
Yeah, I mean, look, if Campbell can come here and kind of recapture some of what has been missing a little bit for him this season, then yeah, it's a pretty good trade for the Browns. Look, this isn't a fire sale trade. I was seeing a little bit of that last night. No, they traded player for player. They traded a player that they did not want to have to pay in the form of an extension and was going to allow to go to free agency. And they brought in a guy who is under team control through 2028. So Campbell's going to be a part of this here, is this retooling process. So, you know, for the folks who are like, oh, this season isn't about winning and they're tanking and this, that, and the other. Well, look, I'm not saying that that's not entirely false, but like this specific trade is not an indication of a fire sale or of them just throwing in the towel. They brought in a player who's going to be under team control for the next couple of years, who has a set salary at around $15 million average per year. Newsom probably was going to command a little north of that or in that ballpark, and the Browns clearly didn't value Newsom in that financial area. And, you know, Andrew Berry's pretty good at scouting defensive backs here. So hopefully Campbell's able to come in here and contribute.
Should Andrew Berry speak the rest of this week? Should he come out? I've just made two trades. And there's two reasons why I say this. One, if you're going to make a trade, people want to know why. And if you're the general manager, you can step out there and let people know exactly what you think without having us trying to speculate what's going on. Like you just said, a fire sale. Two, I kind of think he's throwing his head coach under the bus to answer questions about the trade. And he's throwing his players under the bus because they're having to answer questions that I think people want to ask of the general manager. Do we need to hear from the general manager?
Yeah, I mean, I would not complain if Andrew made himself available for a couple of minutes today or tomorrow. Look, I don't think the Joe Flacco trade was positively received
in the locker room. Or where?
Yeah, okay. Jerry Jeudy told us yesterday, and I put it in my Brownie Bites YouTube feature. He basically said, "Yeah, I was surprised. It certainly caught me off guard. Wasn't expecting that." Now, unfortunately, Jerry's production is part of the reason that Joe got benched and, you know, is now a Cincinnati Bengal. But, I don't know necessarily that trade was very well received within that locker room. But also at the same time, I think everybody understands when you're 1-4, we all know how this movie ends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're going to Pittsburgh, and yeah, I'm one there in, I think 21 years, 2003, doing the quick math there. I think that's 21 seasons. So, in the regular season, I should say. I know they won the COVID playoff game, but I'm setting that aside. So, you know, that trip, that bus ride in and of itself is a headache every year. So, I think this might be one of the toughest positions Kevin Stefanski finds himself in as far as trying to keep this thing together as they, you know, they go through these growing pains.
Daryl Ryder joining us. So they've made three trades here, Daryl, and we can't forget about the Cam Robinson trade. In theory, the Cam Robinson trade is made to help this year's team and help the quarterbacks stay in one piece.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Flacco trade, they say, came out of nowhere and Joe had already been benched. And
well,
then
the
they
reason
swap-
that came out, and also I just want to clarify something, Jeff, to be fair to the Browns here. You know, Stefanski told us yesterday the Bengals called them.
Yeah.
Asking
exactly.
for Joe. So I do believe them, believe Kevin when he says, yeah, that came out of nowhere. I don't think that they were expecting the Cincinnati Bengals to call and ask for Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I would think that's true. That said, though, they didn't get a whole lot for him. You know, they moved up some spots in the draft. That was about it.
Yeah. So, and getting something, anything for a guy who's not in your future is always a positive.
That is true. Now, here, this is what has me thinking. And you said what I'm thinking earlier, Daryl, when you said this is not a fire sale here. With that in mind, could this team this year be a buyer at the trade deadline? In other words, trade some of these late round picks. Hey, there's a wide receiver on this team that we think is going to be pretty good. Would you like a sixth round?
I know you're dying for them to trade for another wide receiver.
Well,
right,
or Daryl,
you're jonesing for. And look, based on what we've seen
young
in the
offensive
first 5 weeks,
lineman.
I don't blame you. Like, I mean, based on what we've seen,
sure.
Right? I don't blame you. But
could it be an opportunity to buy and add some young talent to this team?
Sure. Depending on who's willing to sell to you. Not a lot of teams are willing to give up young talent under control, right?
Yeah.
Let me rephrase. Quality young talent that's under team control, right? In theory, sure, what you say makes sense. Takes two to tango.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Yeah. I do think that there's one or two guys that could still be on the move before the trade deadline here. But it would be nice. And again, I think last night's trade with Jacksonville was a perfect example of, you know, Andrew Berry not only filling an immediate need, but also too, looking to the future, right? You move on from a player that you liked, but you weren't going to pay to bring in a guy that you like. And maybe could use a little bit of a change of scenery and has already been paid and is going to be under contract for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And he's going to be your second corner opposite of Denzel Ward. I certainly expect, you know, Andrew Berry, who has always been aggressive on the trade market. I don't know why folks are all of a sudden surprised that Andrew Berry's making some trades here. He's always made trades. It's what he does. And he tends to do pretty well when he makes trades. Like, let's also remember that he's got a very good resume when it comes to trades. So give this one a chance.
Daryl, all the talk about the quarterback situation here, and people really want to chime in on Shedeur Sanders. Like, some people can't understand why Shedeur wasn't clearly made the number two quarterback yesterday. Do you want to shed some light?
Or number one, even, Andy.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that too. Do you want to shed some light on this to let people know? Why do you think the Browns are not so willing to say on the day that they traded Joe Flacco that Shedeur Sanders is the number two?
Sure, I'll waste my breath for about 40 seconds.
Well, I'm just saying, but don't you think people... I know you feel
no,
like...
I know, but
I'm saying the same thing.
It,
I'm looking at phone calls that people are... Why, you know, what did Shedeur do wrong that he isn't the backup quarterback? Why isn't he the starting? Why does it look like Shedeur Sanders that they just don't want him and blah blah blah?
I know. I mentioned this. I think I may have been with you or maybe it was Jake last night. Listen, I'm not going to jump all over the Browns for how they're handling Shedeur Sanders because I actually agree with how they're handling him. I understand his popularity. I understand he's a lightning rod. I understand he's got the diehard loyalists on social media and he can do no wrong, et cetera, et cetera. I get all that. And I also understand that he could potentially be a cash cow, especially if he ends up being a really good player. I like what the Browns are doing with him, bringing him along slowly. I don't think he's going to be QB2. I think it's going to be Bailey Zappe. And we went through yesterday the strategic reasons as to why it makes sense for them to take that approach. I certainly am not going to criticize them for bringing a guy along slowly when I have been at the front of the line yelling and screaming about them rushing guys and having to play guys too soon and too fast, right?
Right.
So I can't be a hypocrite there. So I have no objections to how the Browns are handling Shadur. And, you know, he is being asked to do a lot of stuff that he's never been asked to do before. And that's okay. That's not a criticism of anybody. That's just, you know, college and the National Football League are two dynamically different things. And so I like the fact that they're bringing him along. They want to make sure that when they put him on the field, he's going to be in a position to succeed. And if anything, you buy yourself a couple more weeks to prepare him for that backup quarterback role. If in fact that's ultimately the route they decide to go. And then also let's keep in mind, they have a stretch of 5 and 7 weeks, they have 5 home games in 7 weeks coming up, November, December. And we know where this train is headed. And don't be surprised if you see Shadur Sanders start a couple of those so that maybe the stadium doesn't fill up with Bills and Steeler fans and things like that, right? You because fans are going to want to see this kid. Right, mm-hmm. Fans are going to want to see this kid play. So, I understand the passion and the love that fans have for Shadur, and I would just – and again, I realize I'm asking people to be patient and trust the Browns and what they're doing when it's – the results being what they've been, it's hard to trust and believe in what the Browns are doing. But in this case, I do really feel like they're doing the right thing. And you guys know me. If I didn't feel that way, I'd be all over them, okay? I'd be all over Kevin Stefanski. I'd be all over Andrew Berry and Tommy Rees and everyone else involved. But I really do think this is the right way to handle it. Bring this kid along slowly. Don't try and expect and ask too much of him. Similar to what they did with Dylan Gabriel. That was a very conservative game plan in London, right? Now I want to see them open it up a little bit this week in Pittsburgh. Probably the wrong team to do that, right? Well, turnovers they create. But, I want to see some opportunities for Dylan to show us what he can do. As I like to say, got to take the training wheels off at some point and see if you can ride on the two tires. And, in the next 2 weeks, I need to see that with Dylan Gabriel. I don't want to see conservative game plans with him because whether you win or lose becomes immaterial where you're at in the standings and record wise. Doesn't matter. You got to find out if this kid can do it. So get the training wheels off. Same thing with Shadur. He's going to start with the training wheels, and then you'll eventually take the training wheels off and be able to make your evaluation as to whether or not you got something there.
Daryl, thank you, my good friend. Appreciate it.
Where were you back, guys? My what?
My sir. I was going to say sir,
sir.
Came out the wrong way.
Hey, I have been called much, much worse.
See you on Brownie Bites. I'll get dressed this week. Peace.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
And Daryl said some things about the way the Browns are handling Shadur Sanders, and I'm going to give you some thoughts on that after we hear from Greg in Cleveland.
Greg!
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
Drake from Cleveland. How y'all doing?
Oh, Drake.
Just sounds like Greg. Sorry, Drake.
Hey, what's going
If we would have known it was you, Drake, we would have picked it up a half hour ago.
I appreciate that, Andy. I appreciate that. I originally call because it seems like every time I hear the name Shadur Sanders, it's a negative comment after that. It's like the network told you, hey, if you say that name, you better say something negative after or you're fired. I'm going to can you.
Not
That's
us.
How it
Jeff
feels.
And I've never once had that conversation other than with Jeff. Jeff has said, if you say that again, I want to fire you. And I'm like, Jeff, we work together. You're not my boss. Shut up. And he goes,
exactly,
yeah, you're right.
Andy, exactly. Yeah. Jeff, I have no idea what's been going on. I know you don't drink, but it sounds like you're drinking today. agreeing with Daryl Ryder that the Browns have done the right thing with Shadur Sanders. When have the Browns ever done the right thing with a quarterback? That has not happened in our lifetime. But I will say this, because of the way I hear people saying, oh, I like what he's doing. I like the way they're handling Shadur Sanders. You like the way they're handling a rookie quarterback that they give no practice time to. No, they do not pay this guy one compliment any day. Anytime you hear them say something about Shadur Sanders, it's always something negative.
Hang on, Drake. Listen, and I bet he'll nail this. If I'm asking Kevin Stefanski or Coach Menigan about Shadur Sanders, you will answer every time Kevin gets a question about Shadur, he answers it just like this.
Yeah, Drake, we've been really impressed with how he's putting the work inside of our rooms and how he's been able to capitalize on those opportunity periods. He's working very, very hard like the rest of the guys inside of our locker room and is getting better every day.
And all the rookies. That's exactly what you'll hear every time from
the
Browns.
That's the problem I have with
it. They never change. They never go off that. No.
He always includes the rest of the group. When you say Shedeur Sanders, he'll talk about Dylan Gabriel. He'll pay him every compliment in the world. He'll talk about Joe Flacco like he is the Messiah. But the moment you say Shedeur, it's like his insides are coming out. It's the painfulest thing he has to say throughout the course of the day is that Shedeur did his job. And the crazy part about it is, you don't develop rookie quarterbacks with no time in practice. You have to play to get better. The Browns have told you since training camp the exact same message. He's not ready. He's not ready. They've even told you, oh, he's regressing. But they've never said anything positive about Shedeur. If you're Shedeur Sanders and the national media every day is talking about, when are you going to play Shedeur?
All right, Drake. Drake, thank you.
Thanks, Drake.
Now
we're still tied, Drake. We're good.
Yeah, Drake's a great guy. Great caller. Very, very passionate. So here's why I agree with Daryl. Okay? And probably disagree with Drake. During the regular season, the quarterback who gets practice time is the guy who is going to play that week.
Why would you want to get him ready for the game? I don't understand.
The guy who is going to play gets the practice time. The second teamer, usually you hear, gets like no reps with the first team. So why would the third teamer? Okay. Now, there's that. Here's this, and I truly believe this. I hope that Shedeur becomes a stud quarterback in the NFL. I hope he does. If most of the NFL thought he was ready to do that, he wouldn't have been on the board in the fifth round. That's just a fact. Okay? Just, you can say all you want. The NFL drafts some guys and brings in players with backgrounds that you would think, ooh, you don't want to draft that guy. Well, so in other words, just because a guy might be a little brash, he drops to the fifth round, nope, that doesn't happen. Guys drop to the fifth round because that's where the NFL thinks they have the talent to be drafted. That's what that's about. And I love the idea that the Browns are taking their time with him, maybe bringing him up to speed on some offensive stuff that he didn't see too much of in college, and maximizing his ability to succeed eventually. Man, could you imagine, Andy, if he becomes a really good quarterback? That'd be awesome. It would be awesome.
I wonder what, for the folks that want Shedeur out there right now, and he's not, like, Dan, in Green Bay, did you ever remember anybody yelling about, oh, how many reps is Brett Favre getting? How many reps is Aaron Rodgers getting? How many reps is Love getting with the second teamers? They kind of knew what was coming, and they knew they were going to replace him, and that's why, what do we say?
Rodgers sat for 3 years. Jordan Love sat for 3 years. But look what they ended up being. Jordan Love's pretty dang good, and Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they don't worry about quarterbacks in Green Bay. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to get it right every time, but I imagine, you know, what do you think Sports Talk Radio was in Green Bay when they were like, Aaron Rodgers got to get more reps?
No, it was pretty much what you're hearing right now.
Wasn't it more so,
same as what
why
we're
did they draft Aaron Rodgers? Why did they draft Jordan Love?
Everybody wants the new shiny toy at all times. Everybody wants the new shiny thing. It was the same thing that happened when Rodgers was drafted. It was, Favre sucked lately. He's old. He's got gray hair and thumbs broken. It's all the same garbage.
I just hurt my hand playing hammer slugging.
And over. And it's the same thing with Jordan Love on top of it because Rodgers wasn't playing the best, and they kicked Rodgers in the ass, and all of a sudden he looked better. Like, this is the problem with all of this stuff. Like, is the most frustrating thing that is taking place. It makes my head hurt.
Don't you think, guys? And correct me if you disagree with me.
How many reps is Malik Willis getting? Is he getting enough reps in practice?
They put in a whole new offense when Malik Willis walks onto the field. They run the triple option like it's a damn military school. I mean, Shedeur Sanders is not ready to start in the NFL. Done. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's
exactly.
A lot of quarterbacks who are like that.
Exactly.
We're in a big hurry to get these guys. And if
Shedeur Sanders is not your firstborn child,
if they can bring him along and develop him and make him NFL ready and hopefully maximize his chances of being a great franchise quarterback, isn't ultimately that's what we want?
Right.
Isn't that what you want here?
Yeah, if he can be.
This is a hell of a thing.
I don't know. I'm just tired of the national media jumping on the clicks and saying that they just like.
Well, Andy,
Schultz had to walk him out to the cooler.
But that's all they're trying to do.
Isn't that what it is? It's Schultz has to walk him out to the cooler because no one else in Stalag 13 is going to let him play. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they make it sound like the Browns have this just this evil plan.
When maybe this plan has worked
for other teams before.
Exactly.
If they come out a year from now and Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback the Browns have ever had, and somewhere along the line someone has the epiphany, wouldn't it be great to hear his dad go, Dion, you know what, maybe he wasn't ready when he got to the NFL. But the Browns, you know, they let him work it in slow and they let him ramp, just like Eric Wedge would say, they let him ramp it up and now look at the quarterback he is and now look at where the Browns are. I think the problem is that because he was a fifth-round pick, nobody wants to believe that that could happen, but that is a scenario that's out there. Thank you. Sorry. I felt like I cut you off there. I felt bad.
That's all right.
Okay.
You were on a roll.
Thank you.
I'll add this too to it.
I've got a diehard Shedeur friend. He says Green Bay had Hall of Fame quarterback both times ahead of the rookie. That's inconsequential here. Well, what it is this.
They didn't know it at the time.
No, they knew they had a Hall of Fame quarterback in Brett Favre when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. And when they drafted Jordan Love, they knew they had a Hall of Fame quarterback in Aaron Rodgers.
But you still have to go out there and execute to become a Hall of Fame quarterback.
No.
Oh, you're saying that already on the field.
What I'm saying is when they drafted Rodgers, you already knew Favre was a Hall of Famer. And when they drafted Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers was a Hall of Famer.
I got it. Okay.
It doesn't matter who's starting at quarterback if the guy isn't ready yet. And they want to develop him and maximize his opportunities to succeed. Shedeur fans, get that through your heads, please. They are trying to help this guy become a stud quarterback. They're not holding him back. They're doing just the opposite. They want him to be great.
They want him to go where you want him to go. You're literally pulling in the same direction.
Exactly.
And people don't. It's the most asinine part.
People don't understand that. I mean, forgive me. I watched DeShone Kizer play at Notre Dame, and I thought, man, this guy is intriguing. I hope they could. Chris Fuller was in your role at the time, Dano. When Kizer dropped into that second round, Fuller and I are texting back and forth because Chris liked him too. Hey, here's our chance to get our guy. The last thing they ever should have done was put him on the field because he wasn't ready.
His head coach said he was a franchise quarterback.
Right. And I'll forever wonder, gosh, I wish they'd given him a year or three to maybe learn more and come along, because I thought DeShone had some real gifts. I think Shedeur does too. Mm-hmm. Allow him to develop and maximize his opportunity to succeed, folks. That's what people aren't getting here. Dan, you just said it. The Browns want him to get to exactly where Shedeur fans want him to get to.
Right. You're all pulling in the same direction.
It's unbelievable.
You don't want to put him out there and have to hand him the brown pants. And you can piece together exactly what that means.
Wow.
You want him to be out there with a confidence and an understanding of what is coming, not to be overwhelmed and need to be wearing the brown pants.
You want him to succeed.
I don't think that kid is ever going to be in that spot. He is unbelievably confident in what he's doing. I understand what you're saying, but I just don't agree. I confidence is the one thing that he's got. There's no, I mean,
but
I'm not questioning anything else.
Not confidence, but
either
answers.
Either that or it's bravado.
I want him to have
answers.
And
there's a difference.
I want him to be confident in what he can do, and I want him to have knowledge of answers. That's avoiding the brown pants.
All right.
We've talked all about this being a wait till next year in the draft thing.
I hate it, but yes, you're right.
Yeah, maybe I'm not.
What do you mean? You think you're wrong? You think this year? You think they're going to turn it around this year?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
It smelled like it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.